buckle up because the Imagination Explorers
Okay.
might just give you that little edge that you need.
It's really interesting to me how this story, it's whimsical,
Yeah.
but it kind of sneaks in these really powerful techniques
Yeah.
about problem solving and collaboration
Yeah.
that you can use no matter how old you are or what you do.
Okay, so we've got LJ, Kaya, and Evan.
Right.
And they're hanging out in this, what I imagine to be the coolest treehouse ever constructed.
Of course.
And it's probably upside down.
Naturally.
They get magically transported to this world where everything, and I mean everything, is flipped.
Everything.
The trees are growing down.
Yeah.
People are walking on their hands.
It's wild.
How do you even wrap your head around that?
And that's our first takeaway right there, just embracing the unfamiliar.
Okay.
Imagine, just for a second, landing in a situation, any situation, where your world is turned upside down.
Literally.
The story throws these characters headfirst into this scenario that demands adaptability.
Okay.
Like serious adaptability.
It's almost like showing up to that team project.
Yeah, yeah.
And realizing that overnight, the whole strategy has changed.
Totally.
What do you do?
Yeah, but they don't freak out.
No.
They don't even flinch.
They use their imagination.
They have to think differently to navigate this upside down world.
Yeah.
Just like you might need to approach that project, that big project you've got,
mm-hmm.
with a fresh set of eyes.
Totally. But it gets even more interesting.
Oh.
They're not just adapting to this completely topsy-turvy world.
Okay.
They have to fix it.
Oh, wow.
They discover these creatures,
yeah.
and their gravity machine, it's broken. And their world is literally falling apart.
The stakes couldn't be higher.
No.
And this is where we really dive into the brilliance of diverse thinking and collaboration.
Okay.
So we've got Kaya, and she's remembering how strong but flexible those floating vines are.
Yeah.
She's like, we could use these to hold things together.
Okay, makes sense.
Then there's Ethan. Now, Ethan is fascinated by magnets.
Okay.
Magnets, magnets, magnets. That's Ethan.
Right.
And he proposes a magnetic solution to stabilize the gravity machine.
Okay.
So you've got two completely different approaches, and then LJ steps in.
And LJ is the glue.
He's the glue. He doesn't dismiss anyone's idea. He listens, he takes it all in, and then light bulb moment.
Boom.
He suggests combining the strength of the vines with the stabilizing force of the magnets.
Oh, wow.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Classic 1+1=3.
It really highlights that idea that, and I know it's cliche, but none of us is as smart as all of us.
Exactly. It's so true.
I'm just thinking back to a time I was working on a project. It wasn't upside down.
Right.
But I was stuck.
Yeah.
And it was a colleague of mine, you know, came at it from a total different angle.
Totally.
And boom, solution appears.
The Imagination Explorers.
Hmm.
It's just this reminder, you need to embrace those different perspectives.
Yeah.
Work together, you know.
Yeah.
And that's often how we find the best solutions, the most creative solutions.
So we're not hanging out in magical tree houses.
Uh-huh.
We're not fixing broken gravity machines.
Not usually, no.
What does any of this have to do with us?
Maybe. It's just a little nudge.
Okay.
A little nudge to approach those challenges, those big, hairy challenges.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With a bit of playfulness, a bit of curiosity.
Like a kid, almost.
Like a kid. Because even a children's story can spark these incredible insights. So tap into that imagination. Those challenges we face, they're not obstacles.
Okay.
They're opportunities. Think outside the box.
Collaborate.
Collaborate. Exactly.
Yeah. Who knew that we would find this practical, like, real-world wisdom
I know.
In this